Sports Time. I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO's Sports Booster Club.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
Last night in home talent baseball, it was Wyota over Argyle, 5-2. Also Sauk Prairie, 12, Wisconsin Dells, 11. Black Earth, 5-3 over Middleton. And Ashton was a winner over Mazamani, 14-2. There are games going on today for the holiday. Cross Plains defeated Black Earth earlier today, 16-8. And Ashton, 16-1 over Lodi. Games currently going on. Cazenovia is playing at Mazamani and Middleton at Reedsburg. Also today, Arena was a winner against Ridgeway, 8-6 in the Western section. Games coming up tomorrow in HTL action, Cross Plains at Lodi, Wisconsin Dells at Cazenovia, and Sauk Prairie at Reedsburg, Verona at Argyle, also Muscadet hosts Dodgeville, Argyle at Hollandale, and Ridgeway at Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb. WRCO Sports will be on hand at the Caz game, the Reds taking on Wisconsin Dells. Here is manager Nick Stittleberg of Cazenovia talking about tomorrow's opponent.
I know they've got a couple young kids out of high school and college after we played them the first time. They're a really good, young, upcoming team. I believe they're tied for first on our side of the North Division. I believe with Reedsburg. So they're a really good, young, competitive team. Their pitching is good. They're a scrappy hitting team. They hit for some power here and there, but they're going to typically put the ball in play and make you earn the outs.
Hear the game tomorrow as Cazenovia hosts Wisconsin Dells. 12:45 pregame time on WRCO. WRCE with baseball tonight. Last night, Jackson Churio's slow roller scored the go-ahead run in the 11th inning, and the Brewers went on to beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 7-4. Ryan Thompson, the 8th Arizona pitcher of the game, entered to start the 11th with automatic runner Blake Perkins at second. Thompson hit Cooper Pratt, and Joey Ortiz sacrificed the runners to second and third. Christian Yelich was walked intentionally, and Churio hit a soft grounder to the third base side. Thompson fielded it, but threw wildly, and also Pratt scored. Bryce Durang followed with a two-run single to left. Grant Anderson pitched the final two innings for the Brewers, winners of four of their last five. You're the Brewers again tonight on WRCO, local news and timeless hits. Morocco scored a 3-0 win over Canada in the World Cup round of 16 today to make the country the first African nation to reach the quarterfinals more than once. It's Morocco's second straight appearance in the quarterfinals after becoming the first African team to reach the semifinals in 2022. That was quite a big brew outside the home ballpark of the Texas Rangers for America's 250th birthday. The Rangers partnered with Budweiser today to set a Guinness World Record for the largest ever glass of beer. A 12-foot-tall, 600-gallon glass beer stein was filled in a plaza outside Globe Life Field before the team's game against Detroit. The people from Guinness were there, certifying a new record. That broke the previous mark of 550 gallons that was set in 2014 by Stad Fold Brewing Company, which is based in Halifax in the United Kingdom. Serena Williams has withdrawn from her doubles match with sister Venus at Wimbledon due to a right knee injury. The 44-year-old Serena was injured during her singles return earlier this week at the end of the first set of a three-set loss. She says on Instagram that she is heartbroken to have withdrawn from the doubles competition. Coming back to compete again has been a gift, and the opportunity to play alongside my sister once more meant the world to me. I did everything I could, but unfortunately, my knee is just not ready to compete. That is an update on sports for a Saturday. Happy 4th.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. inspired innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure, and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.